Chapter 10. Scott and Marissa in Danger. Quickly, Norm ran to hide from his furious brother. He hid under the bed, his heart beating fast.
Did Harry take the diamonds on the bed?
He thought.
And did he also take the monkey to teach me a lesson?
He waited nervously, but Harry didn't come in.
Good,
he thought.
I'm safe for now.
As he was coming out from under his bed, his hand touched something, a mobile phone.
Is it going to detonate explosives?
He thought nervously.
Nah, it's just an ordinary phone. Somebody was hiding under my bed, and he left it here. Then he stole the bag and my monkey, not Harry.
He switched on the phone and laughed.
It hasn't got a password. What a stupid thief. Now I can find him easily.
Norm pressed the number for last caller. The phone rang immediately, and Norm waited with great curiosity.
Scott, where are you and Marissa?
An old man's voice said, sounding very worried.
You've been away for a long time. My phone was in the other room, but I saw Marissa called a few times. I didn't hear her ring, and now she's not answering her phone. Is everything okay?
Norm covered the microphone of the phone and said, very quietly,
Yes, we're okay. Don't worry.
What? I can't hear you very well, Scott. The reception is terrible,
the man answered.
But listen, I don't drive at night anymore, so I can't come and get you. Can you find your way back here on your bikes?
I don't know,
whispered Norm.
I can't hear you, Scott,
the man shouted.
I'll send my location to your phone. Just follow that and you'll get home fine. Call if you need more help.
Okay,
said Norm. Norm opened the message and saw a map clearly showing the man's location.
Great,
Norm said.
The thieves sound like some stupid kids. I suppose they thought it was a joke to steal a monkey from a circus. So the thieves are Scott and Marissa, and they're riding their bikes from here to this man's house. I'll show them exactly what a great joke is.
Quickly, he took a knife from the kitchen and left his caravan. He jumped in his car and started driving down the road.
Get ready, Scott and Marissa,
he shouted.
I'm coming to get my monkey and my diamonds. You won't escape.